A lot of medical issues touched on this morning. 1 in 10 GPs in Northern Ireland say they are barely coping with the pressures on their practices. The British Medical Association saying their research shows that primary care, which basically means the care given to you outside of the hospital setting, is on the edge of a full-blown crisis. The chairman of the BMA in Northern Ireland is Dr. Tom Black, and actually we heard from him earlier.
What we're talking about here really is a large number of GPs, probably about one-third of our GPs retiring in Fermanagh, for instance, in the next 18 months. And nobody, and this is the problem, nobody will take these jobs from them because the jobs are seen as too hard, because the workload is too high, and the workforce that we have coming through, the younger workforce naturally, with a gender balance, which is the other way towards the female side of the house, will not take on these jobs in Fermanagh or Armagh or probably Tyrone in the future.
So a worry and a concern about GP cover in at least three counties in the future, according to the BMA spokesman here in Northern Ireland. Let me speak to one of the health spokespeople from the SDLP. It's Mark H. Durkin. Mark H. Durkin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is very worrying. On a day when up at Stormont they're actually talking about hospital waiting lists, Dr. Tom Black is saying they should be looking at investing more money in primary care in the GP surgeries outside of the hospitals.
Oh, without a doubt, and while this story is very worrying, it is fair to say that it's not exactly new. Dr. Black and his colleagues have been raising these concerns for some time. However, the problem is becoming more acute, it is becoming more pronounced, and those very real dangers of practices actually closing, particularly in rural areas across the north, is becoming more and more imminent.
What can politicians do if there isn't the desire there for GPs to take up the reins in rural areas?
Well, I think what we have to do is look at this with the experts, to sit down with the BMA, with other experts right across the health field. I think what maybe politicians have been guilty of in the past is a kind of stick and plaster approach to fixing different areas or trying to patch up different areas within the health service. They might look at general practice in isolation from hospitals, for example, but we can't do that. We can't afford to do that. These are all inextricably linked. They're all vital cogs in the same system, and therefore it's imperative that if we were to, for example, invest further in general practice, that would have, one would imagine, a positive impact in terms of bringing down the hospital waiting lists. So it's imperative that we do look at these things collectively and how we can address issues in one sphere and how that will impact positively across the rest of the health service.
Dr. Black says the media spotlight is very often on waiting lists for hospital appointments, and the politicians go with whatever the media is spotlighting. So the focus is clearly on these 376,382 people waiting for a first outpatient appointment, a diagnostic test, or indeed inpatient treatment as of the end of March this year.
No, well, I think Dr. Black's dead right. Often the agenda does be set in many ways by the media, who are quite right to report waiting lists of that scale. I mean, they're completely unacceptable. But then there's almost a knee-jerk response from politicians. Oh, we must address that. We must talk about that. We must throw money at that. However, we have to look at what creates those waiting lists. And that is, in some instances, down to lack of availability or lack of accessibility to GPs, for example. And I think it's very important that we see how putting more money into general practice and into primary care could actually save money or mean that fewer people will be going on the waiting lists for as long.
How worried are you as, okay, you're in Derry and he didn't mention Derry, but there are at least three counties, according to the BMA, that will be short of GPs probably by the end of this decade?
Oh, well, like I said, it isn't the first that I have heard of that. I remember speaking to some people last year, maybe even the year before, some junior doctors who were concerned about the issues facing them.
But no progress has been made.
In many respects. Well, with due respect, Frank, I haven't been in the position to progress that issue. I've taken up a new position on the Health Committee as of last week, and it is something I will be pursuing and working with my colleagues on the committee and even with the new minister to address.
And are you confident that progress can be made, or is this just a slow erosion of something that we take for granted?
Well, I'm certain that progress must be made. This was actually a manifesto pledge of the SDLP's prior to the Assembly election, and we don't make promises that we have no intention of following through.
Yeah, but you're not in the best position to deliver. Can the executive deliver?
Well, it's up to us to persuade and convince the executive the need to deliver. Like I said, we're not going to do that on our own as politicians from various parties. That's why we need to do so along with Dr. Tom Black and colleagues of his to demonstrate the value of general practice and investment in it.
Okay. Mark H. Durkin, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.